You ever wonder how challenge competitors are selected or which challenges were too dangerous for TV?
You can learn all that and more on MTV's official challenge podcast.
Listen to MTV's official challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, speaking of the NFL, I wanted to get your opinion on this, all right? Because I was reading this story yesterday in the Orlando Sentinel. Let me see if I can find it real quick. All right, so two UCF players, all right? Trey Nixon, fellow senior running back Greg McRae, they are entering the 2021 NFL draft after three seasons with the UCF Knights, and both could have stayed at UCF and taken advantage of the extra year of eligibility that the NCAA has granted all athletes due to the coronavirus pandemic. All right, so they could have stayed, all right? Trey Nixon missed out on most of the season. He broke his collarbone early in the year, came back late in the season, only caught 19 passes for 260 yards and a couple of touchdowns this year. Greg McRae is a former walk-on who, again, he's been a very valuable member of UCF. He contributed to the back-to-back undefeated regular seasons in 2017 and 2018. He owns the UCF career record for yards per carry with an average of 6.5 yards per carry. But here's my question, Stephon, to you, all right? Because, you know, I loved my college years. I had a great time in college. In fact, I never wanted to leave college. I would have, if my parents would have had money, I would have, like, tried to be a PhD or something, just stayed in college forever. All right, because college to me was fun, and I'm sure these athletes, it's probably even more fun to them. I'm not talking about, you know, obviously they're playing a sport, and I assume they love to play that sport, all right? Because, again, I think back to my sports playing, and, again, I was an average high school athlete, all right? But I still think back and wish that I had done more as a high school athlete, because those were fun years, obviously, as well. All right, so here's my question. Trey Nixon and Greg McRae, I don't even know if they're going to get drafted, all right? Again, Mark Daniels may know more about this, but Greg McRae's a running back. You know, running backs, in my opinion, are a dime a dozen in the NFL. I don't think Greg McRae will probably not even get drafted. I'm not sure about Trey Nixon, all right? But if they get drafted, they'll be, you know, they'll be way down the draft board.
Yeah,
all right?
Definitely late round drafts.
All right, here's my opinion. Should and again, they can do what they want to do. Everybody has their own personal preferences and opinions, and they, you know, obviously they chose to come out, and that's their choice. But if it were me, all right, I would have stayed for that extra year. And went back to college, played another season. You know, you got the college lifestyle. It's fun. If they don't get drafted, their football careers might be over.
Well, you're absolutely right. They are. Right? It is over. Yeah, once you declare, you don't get to go back. And so declaring for the draft, not getting drafted, puts you on the sideline. And for what UCF was able to do this year, and this is where I wonder who's talking to them, who's mm-hmm. having these conversations with them, and who's giving them a moment of vision forward. For what UCF was able to do this year with Dylan Gabriel and that high-powered offense, why would you not want to go back for one more year and see how much more you could contribute not only to this potent offense, but to your draft stock coming yeah. out of college? Right now, you have no draft stock. You have the opportunity to go back in and build that draft stock up. I don't see either of these guys getting drafted anywhere before the sixth round. You know what I mean? And if they get drafted at all, and if they don't get drafted at all, now they're hoping they get put on somebody's practice squad or something like that. And I don't think... it just doesn't sound like the smartest decision for them going forward, when they could go back for another year of eligibility. They could build their draft stock. They could learn more about the game. They could make more connections inside the game and around the NFL. Like, there's a whole different scheme to this that it doesn't look like they are paying close attention to.
Well, again, these are two, they're really smart kids. I mean, Greg McRae's a smart kid. Trey Nixon's a smart kid. So, again, their choice is to come out, and maybe they've got some intel that we don't have about where they're going to get drafted. But again, I don't, you know, I haven't looked at Mel Kiper's big board, all right? But I can guarantee you that these two guys aren't on the big board,
yeah.
All right? And again, why not have fun? Is it college fun? Again, yeah, you're playing football. Maybe you risk the injury. But again, if you're not a high draft pick anyway, why not come back and try to improve your draft stock and have fun for another year? You get a free education, free food, free training table, room and board. What's not to like about that?
Yeah.
Again,
I really don't get it. The only thing I can imagine is that they're looking. There's got to be something else at play in this decision. Maybe somebody's telling them, you know, because of a COVID year, this is the best time for you to declare for the draft because people are going to be looking for, you know, guys that can come in and supplement in special positions and things like that, especially for Trey Nixon. When you're talking about you went out with a collarbone injury and you came back for a couple games, you had 19 catches on the season, you're about to declare for the draft. Like, who's doing that? I don't understand that.
Yeah, well, Trey Nixon was, I mean, he was slated to be UCF's top receiver this year, at least one of their top receivers, and of course the injury derailed that, and you know, obviously UCF's other receivers emerged this year. So again, I don't quite understand the decision. Maybe Mark Daniels during the bridge will have more intel on where these guys might get drafted.